This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He's not going to pay for it? Is that what you're saying?
Let's address that. Trump said Mexico won't pay for the wall. They have in a roundabout way, have they not? Putting 10,000 military on the northern and southern border, taking the action they did, remain in Mexico. They didn't have to do that. They're doing it. Putting military on the southern border. Have moved illegal immigration to a record low. We're saving millions of dollars every day on detention, transportation, removal proceedings. We've more than made up for the cost of that wall because the actions of Mexico. So is Mexico helping build that wall? Yeah, because we're saving so much money, millions of dollars a day, that we can afford to build that wall. So actually, yes, they're helping to build a wall.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff, that was Tom Homan from that news conference that just wrapped up in Washington, D.C. What say you?
Oh, he is so on point. I when I listen to Tom Homan, you just feel like you get a shot of adrenaline. It feels like you took your B12 that morning. You feel like there's hope, really, because the reality has been multiple administrations, Republican also, have allowed illegal immigration to go unchecked for decades.
Yes.
They would all get up there and give these great presentations, and then at the end of the day, they did little to nothing, because you know why? So many of these politicians have profited off of illegal immigration. It was billions of dollar industry. I think it was over $10 billion at one point, or $100 billion. I don't remember the numbers because it was before the Biden administration. I read the numbers because people pay others under the table. Not only that, human trafficking, prostitution, you name it. And the cartels are very organized. A lot of their money is going into areas that you and I would not even realize. Corporations, PACs, others, as they find workarounds where they filter this money so that people get influenced to vote a certain way. I mean, how often do we see these conservatives that are running around saying, well, stop illegal immigration, then not voting against it right then when they get on the floor? So my point is, Tom Homan is just zero tolerance on this, zero nonsense. And good luck trying to get somebody removed out of an El Salvadorian prison who is an El Salvadorian citizen to bring him back to the United States so he can then turn around, face a judge, to turn around and get deported again. This is just insanity that people are requesting this, and it's not going to happen. And I dare to say that we're going to keep plunging forward, and it's going to be full steam ahead until somebody tries to put that, until, the voters say otherwise.
How many judges do you think will be handcuffed because they're trying to help these illegals?
Well, I think the first two that got handcuffed was quite a demonstration. One of them, her mugshot, was really something that it was bottom of the barrel. I really was just more or less thinking, I don't mean to be cruel. I don't like to trash people's appearance, but this was just uncalled for. She looked like she was suffering from morbid obesity, diabetes, everything under the sun, and did no concern for her appearance. I thought, you're a sitting judge. This matters. Appearances do matter. Optics do matter. That's why, people don't take you seriously if you look like you can't even take care of your own self. So it just tells me she's got a whole heck of a lot of other issues that are going on because she has just gone. So she just looked like who voted her in, the trailer park. I'm being very vulgar and mean spirited here, but why would you be harboring illegals? Why would you be allowing illegals to get released without being held accountable? Because an American citizen could not get away with all of the garbage that these people have done, let alone those that have been responsible for the murders, rapes, child abuse. And, this fentanyl drug abuse has caused such an outrage in life, people ending their lives in this country unnecessarily throughout the country. Mm-hmm. Fentanyl that's been lacing drugs that kids in college are taking, and they're dying when they take one of these. So, you know, we've had two arrested, so I would dare to say anybody who's on the wrong side of the law right now has really got to really rethink what they're doing.
Yeah, we may need to send you down to the University of Alabama, Jesse Jane. Apparently, the president's going to speak at the graduation down there, and the college Democrats are already planning their protest, their unrest in Alabama.
Well, yeah, good for them. you know, that's nice. God, what is it we say in the South? Bless your heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bless your heart. You know, bless your heart, Democrats, because you know what? The American people voted for this. And, you know, of all the states you're going to go in and have a protest, the deep, deep, deep red state of Alabama. I mean, I'm sorry. This isn't, you know, Southern California in Los Angeles or San Francisco. This is, you know, a deep red state. So they're going to be outnumbered and they're going to make fools of themselves, because what exactly are you protesting? You know, freedom of speech, I value it. You know, but the problem is many people seem to think that these are organic. Nothing's organic anymore. Many of these things that we have seen uprising, you know, from the Hamas support that was going on in college universities to the BLM riots, none of that was organic. Well-funded people that are answering ads to go and show up, you know, and get paid to be there. So nobody's taking it really very seriously anymore.
It's true. Same with the Tesla protests. We had more of those in St. Louis this weekend. Apparently, people lining up outside the Tesla dealerships. They're mad at Elon for saving them money.
Yeah, right. And let's go after an American company that actually employs thousands upon thousands of American workers. Yeah, so that tells me there's a lot of people unemployed who are answering their ads on Craigslist to hold a sign that says, you know, Trump's a Nazi and, you know, what are the other ones, you know, and Elon Musk is a Marxist. Yeah, okay. You know, how much an hour did you get paid to sell your soul? You know, the 30 pieces of silver, maybe a bit extreme for that at comparison, but people are easily bought and sold when it comes to protests these days.
Boy, that's a great point. Jesse Jane, thank you as always. Love having you on every Monday.
Well, I'm in D.C. I'm taking the hill for everybody. You all can sit back and relax. Everything's going to be fine. I'm here today. The country will be in good hands. Take the hill, motivators.
All right. Thank you. You too. JesseJaneDuff.com. You know, my nephew attends the University of Alabama. I expect him to be out there defending the president. He's not graduating this year, but I hope he'll be out there.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. There you go. You go, Luke. Go get them. All right, coming up, Tommy Ackerman in the studio. We'll talk about the Blues' big victory and what they got to do next. We'll be back.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.